Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Kay Hickey of Zurich Dental. Welcome. Thank you for being a guest of the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Christian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your productive schedule to be with us today. I know you've got a lot of great information to share with all our listeners today, so let's jump into it because I am excited.
Woo-hoo! Us.
All right. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe give us just a short bio?
Sure. Well, my name is Kay, as you said, and I've been in the dental industry for over 30 years. So do not do the math on that, but yeah, it's been a long time. But, you know, and as I, when I started, I was a dental assistant. And then at one point I left dentistry to teach dental assisting, then went back again. And for the last 6.5 years, I've been a clinical efficiency here for Zurich Dental Products. You know, I'm married to my husband, Pat, for 26 years. We have one son who is 24 years old and lives in Chicago. I've got a couple of crazy dogs that get into a lot of trouble, but you got to love them anyway. And honestly, right now, Christian, I just have to say, I'm so excited that we're getting nice weather and I can get outside and, you know, get my flower addiction on. I just enjoy my gardening.
Oh, man, I tell you, never know what the weather is going to be like here in Minnesota.
No way.
The famous saying is, if you don't like it, just wait a day.
That's right.
So tell me, all right, so you kind of told us a little bit about your story, but tell us about, you know, how did you get into the crazy world of dentistry? All the things that you could have gone into, you decided to work with teeth.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was totally by accident, to be honest with you. I was all set up to go to college. And in the 11th hour, I decided I wasn't going to go, which did not make my parents very pleased.
I'm sure not.
Okay. But I was working full time. And I said, I just want to take a year and see if I can break into a company that's going to give me decent pay and benefits without having this degree. And at the end of that year, I had been trying to find a lot of jobs. In fact, I took a job at a factory doing eyeglass lenses. And it was awful. No offense to anybody that does that. But for me, it just didn't work out. And I was driving home, and I went past the community technical college, and I just pulled in and I said, what's the first course that's going to be open? And it was dental assisting, and there was a couple others, and I just went with dental assisting. So honestly, not a whole lot of thought went into it. I just knew I needed to do something, and I love working with people. So I thought, why not?
Wow. So it's just kind of like a women of prayer. Here we go.
You know what, I did not be, you know, I'm not a career counselor by any sense of the word. I wouldn't take my advice, but I love it. I got lucky. I love it.
So you've been a dental assistant. You've been in the dental world for 20 plus years, you know, and what keeps you in that? I mean, like, what keeps you excited? What keeps you motivated? I mean, I could just feel the energy from you coming through that camera.
You know, I do love it. And like I said, most of my years was dental assisting chair side. I did some front office, but you know, what makes me keep going is the patients. Back when I was assisting, now it's being able to help the dental teams, yes. But you know, it's the patients. I mean, I remember I have a story of a young lady that came into the practice. She must've been 18, and on her, health history, she wrote down that she was here to get dentures. She wanted dentures at 18. And that poor thing was so scared. And we did not do full dentures for her, but she did need to have some extractions. And we did a full mouth reconstruction. And she looked beautiful afterwards. And a year and a half later, she came in for her recall. And she said, well, guess what? I'm getting married. And I said, oh, that's awesome. She goes, yeah, I met him at a dance. He came up to me and said that I have the prettiest smile. And he asked me to dance. And I mean, like right now, I just get shivers thinking about that. But, you know, to me, that's the most rewarding part of dentistry is being able to help people with their dental health and really their overall health.
In dentistry, there's a person attached to the teeth. Sometimes we don't always remember that part.
That's a really good point. Absolutely. You got to focus on the patient, not just the teeth. And I think that's a lot of what the dental assistant is sitting chairside for. That dentist has to be so focused on the technical that we need to keep that human side as assistants.
Agreed. So, all right. So now tell me something. So you've been in dentistry for a while and now you migrated over to Zurich Dental. Now, why don't you talk a little bit about Zurich and what you guys do there?
So Zurich has been around for over 50 years and it's a family-owned company and we're an injection mold production company. And we make products to help dental offices be more efficient and productive. So we have a whole line of color code products with cassettes and procedure trays and tubs. We've got a line of isolation products like Dental Dams and Mr. Thirsty, which is a hands-free high volume evacuation. And we have all sorts of different accessories, but the whole niche behind our company is to really make products to help the dental team become, you know, we say happy, safe, and efficient. Mm-hmm.
So then everything that you do kind of, a product efficiency consultant, you know, that's kind of like what you call yourself. So tell us a little bit about that. What is that? What do you do? You know, how do you work with the dental teams? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's the really fun part about my job is being a dental assistant myself. I know the chaos and the stress that can occur in dentistry. We're, you know, constantly running behind schedule. We're leaving the treatment room to go find something that's missing. And I get that level of anxiety that can occur. And as an efficiency consultant, I actually get to help them figure out those pain points and frustrations and find solutions. So we have a whole efficiency system that we implement to manage the abundance of materials and inventory and instruments. And we do that by using a color code process. So I work one-on-one with the team, listen to their problems, figure out a solution, give them a customized plan, and then help them even get it implemented.
Okay, so you're kind of like the dentist. You come up with a diagnosis, you put together a treatment plan, and you know, here's how we can make things better. You can have, you know, you can have be totally healthy, you can have some health, or you can stay where you want. The choice is kind of up to you.
Exactly. I say always, you know, think of me as the Marie Kondo of dental. You know, we're going to get you organized. We're going to get you efficient. We're going to get rid of the clutter.
All right. So you just had, I heard a really key word, clutter. You know, when you visit the clinical area of the dental practice and you go back there, everything's always neat and tidy and the instruments are always put away. It's not a mess. You know, of course, I'm being funny. Okay.
Have you ever been in a clinic,
Christian? I have, and it's like, I don't know if I want to touch anything. I'm just got my hands behind my back. I'm watching everybody. But so how do you bring order out of chaos? You know, how do you bring that together and you know, have everybody come together so you can help them save the time and help them save the money?
That's a great question. And working here at Zurich, we have products and services that can help with that. And one of the systems that we teach is called Color Method. And Color Method, what that is, it's a simple five-step color code system. And a lot of us in dentistry are already color coded, but we take it to the next level. So everything that you're going to need for each procedure, besides the patient, is going to be identified by a certain color. So what I always say is to make a list of the procedures you do and assign each procedure a different color. Okay, easy enough. So now we've got, the other thing is to get instruments into cassettes, color-coded cassettes. And then those are going to be stored on a tray with a locking cover. We're going to match that with a procedure tub. And that's going to house your materials. No more keeping all the materials in the treatment room drawers, because that's where you see a lot of chaos and things getting messed up, materials expiring because they get lost. So now we've got a blue tray with all of your instruments for that procedure and a blue procedure tub. We're going to store them in central sterilization to create what I call grab and go organization. You grab your blue tub, your blue tray, go into the treatment room, and you've got everything you need. And right now, how easy is that to do cross training? A lot of offices, as we know, are running short staffed. Now the front office person can come and give that assistant a hand if they need to. Blue tub, blue tray, that's all they need to know. And they've got everything there. And it makes reprocessing much quicker too by using cassettes and that type of thing.
Yes, it does. Well, so if I'm the dentist, I'm getting ready to do a crown and op too. It's just they just bring everything. Here it is. It's pink. Everything is in the pink tub. I open it up. It's all there. I don't have to go through, door 2, 3, or 4. Which one is it? And the patient's kind of watching me do this at the same time going, man, these people really aren't that organized. See, that's the experience.
Patient perception. Yeah, that's patient. And I actually had a dentist, since you brought that up, he said, I always get on the phone and we have a little consultation and I learn about their practice and their goals. And I always ask him, tell me a little bit about what's frustrating for you. He goes, the other day I went in on a weekend to see an emergency patient. It took me longer to find everything I needed than it did to do the procedure. And he said, that is the worst because you should be able to go in there and get everything in a hurry and get in and get out and stay efficient. So.
You know this better than anybody, but in dentistry, we are always on stage and
yes.
The patient is always watching everything that we're doing.
Yes.
And they will form a perception on their experience that they have very quickly. When you're searching for instruments, like you said, that could cost you, a patient. It could cost you a new patient of whether they come back or not.
Oh, exactly. And even worse is if you have to stop a procedure halfway through, so the assistant or hygienist or whomever has to jump up and go find something that they don't have that should already be in there. I'm telling you, that happens all the time. As an assistant, I remember doing that and literally, you stop the procedure, you get your gloves off, you wash your hands, you literally run down the hallway to go find what you need. The patients are seeing that. How crazy does that look for this assistant to go flying down the hallway? I mean, not good. But anyway, then you come back, you got to wash your hands again, and then you try to stuff your damp hands into gloves. And we know that that's not an easy task either. So on average, when we have to leave the room to go find something that we don't have, it's wasting about 3 minutes of time. And that really can add up in the course of a day.
Amen. You bet it, sure, kid. You can figure that out mathematically between what that means between the hygienist time, what that means for the doctor. And mm-hmm. if you extrapolate that throughout just 1 month, it can be a significant amount of money. And most dental practices don't know that. There's kind of a back door where the money's kind of going right out, that's getting sucked out the back. And they just don't know it.
Oh, for sure. And just the wasted material, you're purchasing materials, they're getting lost and pretty soon they're expiring. I went into another practice and I was helping them implement our system and I went in to help declutter. Okay. That's the first step is declutter. Get all that stuff that you don't use anymore. The expired stuff, get it out of there to try to really make more room. Anyway, I found a basket full of impression material cartridges. And as I was going through them to try to get things reorganized, I noticed that a lot of them were expired. At the end, so I was only in the practice for 10 minutes, and in 10 minutes, I threw away 14 cartridges of expired material. Now, do the math. I had to go back to the office and do the math, but that was over $800 in dental materials that I threw away in less than 10 minutes of being there. And this is what we see all the time. It just gets away from you.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, this is Kay Hickey, a clinical efficiency consultant at Zurich Dental Products. We offer innovative products and services to help dental teams become safe, happy, and efficient. If you find yourselves constantly running behind schedule, leaving the treatment room during a procedure, or having difficulty managing the abundance of materials and instruments, then we need to talk. Call me today and let's get you organized.
Okay, so tell me something. So if I am a dentist and, why would I want to go ahead and work with you? Tell me about the value that you're going to bring to me and how you're going to make changes in my practice.
Oh, that's a really good question. And I'd have to say Probably because I have so much experience in dentistry. Mm-hmm. I'm not just working and doing sales and try to sell a bunch of product. I'm here because I want to make a difference. You know, these are my people we're talking about. You know, these are the people that I, you know, spent most of my adult life with. And it's such a rewarding feeling for me to be able to help them. So I think peace of mind is really good because, like I said, I'm not here to sell product. I'm here to help them. And I think dentists, you know, it creates a sense of trust, and they know that I know what I'm talking about, walk the walk, talk the talk, mm-hmm. so to speak. And ultimately, you know, thanks to Zirk for teaching me, because I didn't know this stuff when I was dental assisting. And it's just important that we can get the message out there that dentistry doesn't have to be so chaotic and stressful. There is a way to fix it. And I think that working with me, with the experience I have, and now with the services that I can offer to go in and really streamline their systems from instrument setup, treatment room setup, to reprocessing, to sterilization, to, you know, controlling your inventory, I think that they'll find such value in it. And, you know, to look at the return on investment in something like that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about the color method, and you're going in and you're implementing this system in the practice, maybe just, you know, if you could paraphrase a little bit on, you know, step one, step two, and step three type of piece when you go in there and you do that.
Well, we try to have them declutter before we get there, because okay. when we come out for that service, we want to be able to get it done in a day. And I say that with understanding, because not ever has it been completely done,
sure,
because
not.
They don't have time. They no. just do not have time. And, you know, they do the best that they can. So step one is to pull everything out of central sterilization and the treatment rooms and just get rid of the things that they don't need anymore. Step two is going to be perhaps to, we've already identified what color each procedure is going to be before we go in there. So we've already got the products ordered. We've already established the whole color code process. So the step two, when we're there, is to help them get their instrument setups put together. You get ID rings, color-coded ID rings on the instruments. The instruments go in that same color cassette, and it's stored on a tray with locking cover. And I'll explain that here real quickly. I don't want to take up too much time, but that tray with locking cover is just multi-purpose. Not only is it going to house all of your instruments and keep it together so it's all ready to go, but you can also do presets on that and keep it sanitary. Think of that patient perception again. When they come in, they see this colorful tray, this colorful cassette with this cover on top. Everything is neat and organized and non-threatening, like stainless steel can sometimes be. It puts them at ease. It's fun. It's nice. And then finally, when we're transporting our dirty instruments back to sterilization, they must be covered with some type of a lock-covered container. So that covered tray is kind of multi-purpose. And then once we get the instruments and everything kind of set up, and by the way, we're banding instruments, so you're having to reprocess the whole time going through to get everything sterilized so it's ready Monday morning. But then we work on the procedure tubs themselves, and we have a whole bunch of tub accessories. We are going to get all of the materials out of the treatment room drawers. Every material is going to have its own little compartment within that tub. It's going to live there. It's its little home. Every time you disinfect it and goes back in that tub in the same spot, and it'll become just automatic to know exactly where to grab what you need for each procedure. Plus, it keeps it super organized. Things cannot get lost in there if you're using the accessories correctly. And you'll easily be able to restock, because now it's a portable drawer. We carry it right into the area to restock it with the extra inventory. And lastly is to really get the sterilization center set up like the hub of the practice. We want that to be hopefully centrally located. And now anybody at any time of the day can go in there and get everything that they need for each procedure. When we're storing stuff in the treatment room, that doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes we're going in, climbing over the top of the other assistant to get to the cabinet. You know, excuse me, you're bumping the patient chair. So it's just going to take that chaotic step right out of it. Everything will be right where you need it.
So you're
coming, that's it in a nutshell.
So you're coming in and helping them refine their patient experience, so to speak.
Yeah. Help refine the patient experience while saving them time and money.
Yeah, that's. I think you summed it up very nicely. That's what I got out of that. It's great. You know, I mean, the patient comes in and has a great experience. Guess what? Don't tell anybody, but they want to come back.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, and the other thing, speaking of patient experience, is when we are working like a fine-tuned machine, we're going to be able to spend the time that we need to with our patients, spend the time that they deserve. They're not going to want to schedule the treatment plan you're prescribing if they don't really understand why they need it. When we're stressed out and running behind schedule, we're not spending that time. Mm-hmm. So this way, it's not only patient perception in the treatment room, but it's, oh, I understand, I get it, and I'm going to schedule that treatment. You know, ask, well, you know, Christian, ask your clients, you know, how much unscheduled treatment is in the books. And it, I, being in dentistry, I know how much, how big that can get sometimes. And you're great at helping them reduce that, but taking it one step further and giving that patient the time that they need in the clinical area is going to help a ton.
It does. And I tell you what, I am a father of twin boys, and my wife and I, you know, if I were to talk to you about all the doctor appointments that we had and how much time the doctor spent with us, we were, you know, not always pleased and with what happened and how we were treated sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, what does that mean? You know, what does that acronym mean? You know, help me understand that, because this is, and we're talking about our health here, which is really, really important. And patients want to know that. And in dentistry, it's just almost like in medicine too. It's like, you know, the value that patients place is how much time someone spends with me, talking to me.
Yes.
And in dentistry, we've got a really good, we have the really great ability to be able to do that, where in, you know, in other medical professions, they don't have that.
Right.
So in dentistry, I mean, if a patient understands it and gets it, you're just like you said, they will say yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
So that's a really key piece. That's a really important part that you're doing with your consulting.
Thank you.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, this is Kay Hickey, a clinical efficiency consultant at Zurich Dental Products. We offer innovative products and services to help dental teams become safe, happy, and efficient. If you find yourselves constantly running behind schedule, leaving the treatment room during a procedure, or having difficulty managing the abundance of materials and instruments, then we need to talk. Call me today and let's get you organized.
All right, so now let me take a little bit of a right turn. So here I am. All right, so I am a dentist. I have just hired Kay to come out to my office and get my clinical area organized. Talk to me about your new patient experience. What am I going to experience when you first come?
Well, the first thing that we do is make sure that the staff understands what we're doing and why we're there and why this is so important. So we're going to do a quick little education, a little training on why color method is going to help them save money, save time, help them be a little less stressed. And we'll take them through the steps on what we're going to be doing that day. And then it's just a matter of diving in, kind of like I talked about before, with getting things decluttered. And we work as teams, and we, you know, we get that team working with us. And it's almost like a team building event sometimes, you know, because you can make it really fun and get the job done. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So now let me ask this question. So when you, with the consultant you do, you've got three different plans that the dentist has to choose from. Maybe quickly just touch on those.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So we do have three different services, three different consulting plans. The first one is called Guidance. And Guidance is just a complimentary phone call where we get on the phone with the customer and we talk to them about their practice. What are their goals and what are they looking to do? Do they have some pain points? And we just sort of visit with them. We explain the color code system, the color method to them to see if that sounds like something that they'd want to do. And then we just simply offer some simple, actionable solutions that they can apply right away, like getting decluttered, things like that. So that's Guidance. It's just us working with the customer. I always want to say patient, working with the customer and just offering some advice to them. The second one is called our Deeper Assessment. And that's where we really dig a little deeper. We find out more information about the practice. We're going to set up a customized plan for them to implement our products. We also send them a box full of our organizational products. It's got the cassettes and burr holders and trays with tub accessories, so they can get a hands-on experience with them. So they're going to know, how is this going to fit in my autoclave? How is this going to get in my cabinetry? And then I work with them, do some Zoom meetings, and it's amazing how much we can get done on Zoom. So that's the deeper assessment, is actually getting them the product so we can figure out which ones, which products that they want and what they need. I get a customized plan to them. I can even build their procedure tubs here at Zerk. We've got a ton of materials on hand. So they take a picture, send it to me. I can put it together for them. The last plan is our ultimate reset, which is kind of what I was talking a little bit about just a minute ago, where we come to the practice. You do all of plan two, you go through all of those same steps, but then we actually come out, fly out, drive out, whatever, to the practice, and we work with that team by getting everything implemented in one day.
So you just kind of answered a question about that I was just ready to ask. Your where you guys operate. So you're operating basically, if you can drive or if you can fly or if you can walk, you're able to help them.
Yes. Yes. We will go anywhere in the United States and Canada. Yeah.
We do
have international resets, but that's done with our partner over in Europe. So.
Okay. Understand. Okay. Great. Wonderful. Let me ask this question. So here's Kit. Okay. She has spent, you know, a number of years in dentistry. You know, you have a good grasp of the marketplace and kind of what's going on. As you kind of come to work in the morning and you kind of sit there and you're sipping your coffee, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the market trends that you're seeing, things that you're observing.
Well, first and foremost, it's probably the frustration of being short-staffed. And that is quite the buzzword. You know, it's not just in dentistry, it's in every industry, but it's really affecting the dental industry and medical industry kind of hard. It's very difficult. So, you know, not to go back to our color method again, but even more important, when you're working short staffed, you better be organized.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, you've got to have systems in place to keep you moving, even when you're short staffed, and then for training purposes too. So that's the first trend. But, you know, other trends that I'm seeing a lot is, treatment rooms are becoming more streamlined. They're not having the amount of cabinetry and drawers like we used to have. And I think it's because people are starting to catch on that things get lost and messed up there, that we're pulling stuff out of the treatment room now and storing it elsewhere. So when you're going into treatment rooms now, you're not ordering all of that cabinetry and stuff that you used to in the past. Along with that, the other thing that I wanted to mention is the sterilization center. A couple of things we really noticed is people are, again, catching on to the fact that this is going to be the brain of the office, so to speak, where we're going to keep all that stuff that we need to have easy access to. And another thing that I'm seeing, which I love, is now, you know, OSHA talks about having the four areas defined in central sterilization. So that sterilization center, you know, we really want to make sure that we're defining the four steps, the four different areas, the first area being the dirty area, the second area being the wrapping area, pouching and wrapping the instruments, third, the sterilization process, everything going into the autoclave, and then finally the clean side. So we want to make sure that those are clearly defined to really make sure that we are following OSHA standards as well as CDC recommendations. And so what I've been seeing is in new builds, and this is a great idea, they actually make the sterilization center, and attached to it, they have a central storage area. And a lot of them will even put like a little push through window so that they can transfer the clean cassettes that are coming out of the autoclave into the clean room, and things are stored there. So now that second storage area is going to have all of your tubs and trays and excess inventory stored in there, where we're keeping the sterilization center more just specifically for sterilization. Now, with that said, we can certainly do that in our traditional sterilization areas as well, but I just wanted to bring it up as kind of a trend that I'm seeing in new builds.
Kay, it has been a pleasure having you on the Dental Breakdown Show as a guest today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. This has been awesome.
Oh, you're awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
So if our listeners, if they want to learn more about the color method, they want to learn more about Kay Hickey, where can they go to get more information?
Well, you can go right to our website, zerk.com, and click on Get Organized, or email me directly at kay@zirc.com. That's kay@zirc.com.
Thank you for listening to The Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcast. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.